Hey, this is Big Papa Pump Scott's Diner.
Yes, yes, it is me, Gerald the Poopé.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
Well, hello there. It's me, Harold the Puppet.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network. Found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
The hat plays, man.
I don't wear it often, plays. Man, but when I'm trying to get my little pimp thing going on, you know.
Dude, yeah. you're gonna have dudes just like all over your dick wearing your hat.
You're gonna have to be fighting them off with that boomerang.
Yo, nah, that's good. Yeah, I like it. Wait, my head's too fucking big. I can't pull that off.
I'm a hat guy. I wear hats.
Me too. I'm a hat guy.
I got the little fuck. Yeah, I got all of them, man.
You wear tiny hats.
I wear tiny hats.
Tiny hats. My daughter used to make tiny hats.
Oh, that's cute. She called us nerds.
Yo. I wouldn't even start that war, man.
Do y'all remember that shit on WrestleMania weekend? His daughter called us out.
Fucking, she's like, oh, with your loser friends. I was like,
oh my god, like, I forgot I so about fucking, that.
Like, yeah, I was so insulted by that. I was like,
oh. He's not wrong.
She said, what are you guys gonna do? Get pizza and ice cream and watch wrestling with your loser friends? I'm like, oh.
But then Joey K realized that that's his daughter, so he had to be nothing but proud.
First of all, I'm getting a cheesesteak, but second, Jesus Christ, you had to cut that hard? Dude, and she was just so straight-faced about it, too. Like, when I tell you no lie, she was, like, sitting here, and she was just like, I'm just going to get some food and watch WrestleMania with your loser friends. Just
nothing.
I was like, fuck, bro, like... Yeah. Like you got hit with that like that liver shot that kind of gets you about half a second later, it's like, oh shit, I can't move.
That one from Tank Davis.
Like a tortilla. It was a tortilla slap. It was just
at least he sold the insult, you know, he was selling the move. Right.
So what I love though is that ain't no fucking stupid ass little boy gonna talk shit to my girl. I'm like, I feel like I'm not like a normal parent about it. Like,
do I curse? Do I curse
in front
your little bandana hoodie on and your backwards ball cap?
I'm just saying. People get weird about the shit, but look, I'm honest, man. Do I curse in front of my kids? Fuck yeah, all the time. Yeah. My kids have heard me say shit, dude. One of my favorite memories ever. My daughter was like 4 years old. She's in the back seat, and some dude cut me off, and I just casually, like, didn't even say it loud. It was kind of under my breath. I'm like, way to go, jerk off. All I hear is this tiny, tiny little, and my daughter's voice when she was little was this little squeak of a voice. She's like, yeah, jerk off. And I was like, I turned around. She was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. She's heard me say shit. She's always respectful. She doesn't. I mean, I know she says some shit. I know she hears shit from me and goes to her friends and is like, yo, like a dickhead, like doing the whole Philly deal. Like, I know she's like that with her friends.
Yeah,
but like she's not in front of like her parents, family. She's not in front of adults. She's super respectful, and I love that.
Yeah,
like, god damn, like. As much as I worry as a parent of a 12-year-old little girl going to that point of her life where, you know, she's into boys now and stuff like that. But, you know, ain't none of these motherfuckers prepared for that shit. And then if they one day meet me, they're going to be like, oh, shit, you got that from your dad.
it's all going to make sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. It'll like, oh, that's why she's like this. And she'll be like,
I met a couple of Sophia's friends last Sunday at the Friendship Festival. First time, like, I've been dropping her off over at this boy's house. Now, she's like got all these boys. They'll be like, hey, I really like you. And she'll be like, yeah, I'm basketball track. Mm-hmm. I got a 4.0 GPA. I ain't got time for boys, man. We can be friends. but I'm not, she has no, I mean, she said, the funny thing is like, she literally says it's already went around the school that Sophia doesn't date, which I think is awesome, but all of her friends are boys. So I go meet them I'm there at the Friendship Festival and these two boys come walking up and they're like afraid to introduce themselves to me and shit. And of course, me being me, dude, I reach out, just give them the nice, and I turn
the Mega Powers handshake though.
And I can see the kid behind him, and he's looking at Sophia, and the whole time he's doing this.
Yeah, those poor kids. The poor kids are trying to figure out if they need to play the game. Just to date your daughter. That's what they were trying to figure out. Do we have to shave our heads now and pledge to the game to get to the daughter?
I had a ball cap on, so it was less intimidating. If I'd have took the hat, that was before I shaved it. So.
Wait a minute. I just realized something. I think I saw Sean once. I was going through the airport. He was one of those Hare Krishnas that greet you like when you get off the plane and stuff. Aren't they the ones with the shaved heads and with the flowers?
Is that still a thing?
I don't want to start off on a Hare Krishna. Someone do something else. Give another bald guy reference.
All I'm saying is last time I was at O'Hare, I got jerked off by a security guard at 4:40 a.m. Hold up.
You have this... And if I'm a Hare Krishna, what are you, Bubblehead? You have the same fucking haircut.
I'm one of those Tibetan monks or whatever, you know.
It's Tibetan. Well,
first Tibetan, you actually have to pronounce it correct, bud, before they let you in.
Yeah.
You're not getting your fucking secret decoder ring. Unless
I love how you talk shit and then forget you're fucking bald, too. Did you just you forget that you shave your head, or what is that?
I just got so used to it. It's not like I don't. It's such a drastic thing for me when I go bald.
Yeah,
we don't do bald on bald crime here, gentlemen. Let's make it clean. Let's keep it clean,
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Again, right. Captain Obvious up here making bald jokes as he's sitting there bald. Fucking goof! You're killing me.
Calm down, cue ball. It's all right.
All right, let's go. Let's get this shit over with.
You know what?
Let's start the show.
Let's get this shit over with. Like 2 minutes in.
The title of your sex tape. Let's get this shit over with.
Hey, brother. As long as I'm getting mine, I don't give a shit. Yeah, okay. I'm 52 years old. I'm too old to be worrying about how fucking long I last.
All right.
Hold on.
I'm just glad I get that motherfucker out of drive every once in a while.
Rapid fire question. What is the title of your own sex tape? Go.
Dennis.
Because this will go back to the conversation. This will go back to the conversation we were having before the show.
Hold on. Wait, is that the title of your sex tape, or are you trying to get
I'm telling you to go first.
yeah. Javon's sex tape is titled Dennis.
No, Javon, the title of Javon, we've already established the title of Javon's sex tape. It's 5 seconds too slow. Or is it 5 seconds too slow?
Which one was it? 5 seconds too long.
Too long. Yeah, it's 5 seconds too long.
Oh, God.
I like that. That's canon.
Everything is evil.
And the title of mine
is Everything is Evil.
With the L backwards. So, like Kevin Owens said.
On his tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The title of mine is Come Here, You Won't Feel a Thing, and This Won't Take Long.
You don't have to open your eyes.
No. You have to be awake.
Okay. All right.
I'm screaming, you have to be awake, man.
Here we go.
Sorry.
Let's take his. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Wait, what did you call me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Are we done yet?
Go on.
No, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Are we done yet? That's my title.
It's a good one.
Are we done yet?
Are we done yet? Wrestling's on.
Yeah. I missed SmackDown for this.
Fuck.
That was good.
Shit, dude. Wait, who didn't go? Did we all go?
Yeah, it's you. It's on you.
It's me.
You.
Yeah. It's mine. Would be we should have brought an extra towel.
Going back to the bacon candle, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby, always comes back full circle.
Shit!
I thought it was slamming grannies in the fanny, buddy. That's what I thought it was.
That is, first of all, that's a classic series. So don't dare besmirch. Yeah. Last time I checked, we're all getting closer to that age anyway.
What do you mean closer? Some of us are already there.
No, I'm some
of us look like they're already there.
It's all right, Walter.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I happen to think, Sean, you look very nice, man.
Yeah, dude. I don't know that he was talking about me, dude. That but is, okay, that's true. You automatically assume he's talking about me.
He just went for you, dude. He was like. Man.
There's like two bald guys with gray hair on the screen right now. I don't know which one is Sean and which one's Dennis.
Hey, I don't know what you talk about, man. I'm the only here to grow a beard without hell.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure we were in Chicago. I think you guys got like matching outfits and shit now. So pretty soon, I don't think you can tell you two apart.
Uh-huh.
DDJ's up the road. DDJ's getting in shape. He's slimming down.
He might grow another
inch or two, too. But, you know?
Hey,
I don't know.
Don't go out in the rain with that mascara filled in beard you got going on. I want that mascara to start running.
Who, me? Oh, baby, this is all natural. Look at all this.
Yeah, down there it is. Down there it is. I'm talking about this shit up here that just needs to be filled in with like marker or whatever it is.
Oh, no.
Is that Sharpie?
You can't.
Is that Just for Men Sharpie that you're using?
You can't see, you can't see it on the. You can't see it because of the light. But dude, there's a lot more gray.
You can't see it when it's in your. Because I've seen it. It's not. Yeah, dude, I've seen it. Need to get like go find some bum to lick your chin and get that shit off there.
Hey, there are plenty. Hey, Sean, there are plenty of those in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Chicago, and
those,
Philly,
and those tunnels that we could never find.
Look, I mean, I'm sure you got some guys down there in your meth lab that you're cooking up underneath RVs. running your fucking Sons of Anarchy ring down there. But, you know, like, you could send one of them over. They'll probably do anything for a buck.
Anything.
Some sketchy shit.
Where's Isaac at? He's always down for a good time.
Yeah, that's y'all's friends, man. I don't...
That's
YouTube.
Dude, Isaac's one of the fucking most... wonderful people, but he is just
so out there.
He's out there throwing shit out there at left field, man.
He's Howard Stern from like the 80s, man. There's just nothing that guy knows.
And it's
nothing is off bounds.
No, here's what I love about Isaac too is that he can have a conversation and be like, "Oh yeah, we watched fucking Bash at the Beach 98 again. Also, what do you guys feel about this tranny fucking swallowing this load?" And it's like so just conversation. And you're like, "Oh, bro, I don't know."
He makes it sound so natural too.
Yeah. Like he'll say shit like that. He'll just be like, you know, he's like, "I'm all about it, man."
That's why Isaac's show will never go mainstream.
And you think this show will the way we've been starting this one out?
Oh, maybe one day. No, we're not as bad. We're not like, "Oh yeah, so I left her on the front patio with no Uber money."
Dude, I'm trying to think if I ever did that.
No Uber money?
He said he kicked her out and left her on the damn doorstep.
Dude.
After picking her up from the bar.
It's so surprising that he's single.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's a fucking catch.
He's a great catch. You know what? Let's catch a good question, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Shootin' Shit proudly presents the Stirrin' Shit Facebook Question of the Week.
Whose question was it this week?
Question of the Week. It's time.
I love that dude's voice, man. It's
fucking Big Daddy Tool down there.
I'm saying, man.
More like Big Daddy Tool. Hey, more like Big Daddy Fool.
No, Tool was better.
Tool was better.
Calm down, Topper. No, Tool was good. Tool was good. God damn it.
That's anyway, like question. We've been recording for 14 minutes, man. That's like the third time you've insulted me. Do you want my attention? Is that what's going on? Do you want me to start fucking with you?
Dude, why don't you go get your little fucking condom hat, roll it down.
You see a guy with a shaved head who's clearly not stable, and your first inclination is to fuck with him. I just don't understand.
It's the Philly DNA. It's the Philly DNA.
You were probably one of those kids that found the mass trap and went, should I?
Look, man, I understand that you're out on parole right now, but you know the rules of the yard. You go after the biggest, meanest motherfucker first, and that's how it goes. We're playing prison rules tonight.
Episode 93, we're playing prison rules. That's it.
I fucking love you. It was just so because Sean, you do know that literally 99% of the time I've ever seen you, you have a hat on.
I know.
I jumped in the room. I'm like, the fuck is that?
You know what's so funny is like I did it Sunday afternoon, right? My daughter's been gone like every night. She's been going to like the Friendship Festival and all this shit. Yesterday, I picked her up from her friend's house because she didn't get home till after I had to get up for work. So I went to bed. Monday night, she didn't get home till after I got up for, you know, I went to bed to get up for work. Last night I pick her up and I let her drive because she's getting her license. So I'm allowed, you know, letting her drive my car, which you guys all know my car is my baby.
Yep.
Well, it's very She's true. Driving my car, and she looks over at me, and she goes, "You're bald." And I was like, "Drive." just drive. She goes, "When did you go bald?" I was like, "I didn't go bald. I shaved my head Sunday. Just haven't been home."
She's trying to figure out when the old age hit you in one night.
She was like, "Yo, cuz you hit that wall overnight, man."
She's like, there's just for men now.
Well, I honestly, and too, another reason why I didn't throw a hat on is because I felt like if I wore a hat, then the next time you guys see me and I'm bald, it's just like,
it'll be more of a shock.
I mean, it's pretty jarring now.
Yeah.
Well, the only one that would probably get this next joke would be Sean because he's a Chicago guy. But you know, if you take 90, say, like,
he's bald.
Well, no, but that kind of plays into this.
Yeah, there's bald people in other parts of the world.
You know. Yeah, I know that.
No.
What? He's gonna be what he's.
Dude, Sean, not everything's a fucking Chicago thing, guys. All right. What the fuck?
Have you ever had Portillo's?
All right.
Get the fucking question going.
Yeah.
Who's got the question?
We're off the fucking rails now.
Cue ball.
Dude,
who are you talking to, twins?
You're bald too, stupid.
I got there's hair there,
barely
more than you.
I got hair there too, man.
I've never seen Peach Fuzz fight with each other so bad in my life, man.
Dennis, dude, that was Widow Peaked up there, man. You got like fucking Sylvester Stallone hanging off the fucking edge.
I just shaved mine. You got to reach your like hairline's like way the fuck back here, dude.
Yeah, man. You like, can't talking shit like that.
If he was in the military, you'd have to salute like this.
No, but I got a salute for you.
I bet you could pull a golf ball through a garden hose. Anyway.
All right, Gomer. We'll read the question, man. Any other time you'd already be read. I got it.
All right. The question of the week.
The question of the week came from the Silver Wolf down there. He wanted to know, what is your definition of tough? As a man, this could mean a lot of different things. This is not a wrestling question per se, but it is one that needs a clear answer, in my opinion. So fire away. What is tough?
I actually loved your mom's response to
her, your mom's answer was amazing.
And I want to thank Mama Hot One for her concern. I am fine.
She was
really worried about me. For
she goes, "Hey, is Sean okay? Because the question of the week was kind of off this week." And I'm like, "Oh, no. We're going to do like non-wrestling things every once in a while." She goes, "Okay, just make sure he's all right." Because he's like, "What is tough?" She's like, "Maybe he's going through shit."
And my response is, of course, I'm always going through shit.
As y'all can tell, he shaved his head.
That's the joy of being me.
Yeah. Baron Corbin called. He wants his hairstyle back.
That's actually bald. Awesome.
I tell you what, when we're talking about tough, and that's part of the reason why I brought this question up, is I feel like that as a young fan or as kids or whatever, when we watch this kind of stuff or the kind of movies that we watch or the people we idolize and we look up to, there's always, especially with young men, I think to a certain extent, there's always a certain level of supposed toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whereas like guys like Hawk and Animal back then would be considered
really tough,
scary tough. But then you realize, you know, if you have an addictive personality and addiction kind of controls your life, well, then you're not that tough because you're not really dealing with life like people without those issues do. And then, or you look at a guy like, say, Mick Foley, who most people would probably say, if you grew up with that kid, that he was probably a little bit of a nerd. He was a sensitive guy. He was an artistic guy. He drew, he made movies. He did this kind of stuff. But when you talk about tough, you don't get much tougher than Mick Foley.
That's true. You know?
Don't disagree with that at all.
You know, I mean, for me as not, and here's what brought the question up and the reason why I asked it. As a father, and I'm 52 years old. I have 5 kids. Jesus, 7 grandkids, 2 stepkids. My youngest currently is Elijah. He's 10. He's my stepson. He's Gabby's son, but he's my stepson. And we had a little thing last Sunday where he went to go out the back door to get into the pool, and there was a moth on the door. And he was scared of the moth. Mosquitoes, bees, hornets, that kind of shit. Like, I get that. Like, you know.
I hate bees.
But it's
allergic to bees,
you know, but it's a moth, you know what I'm like? And at that point I was just like he wasn't going to go near the door. And I just kind of, I was like, bud, it's just a moth. Just go out the door. It's more scary you than it is him. And there was a little back and forth between me and him. He wasn't going out that back door, man, until I killed that moth. You know what I mean? At a certain point, I don't know. I can't even tell you exactly what I said during that interaction. But about 5 to 7 minutes later, I go walking out to the back patio to get ready to help, you know, get the pool opened up so we can get in it. And he's back there on the back patio, sitting on the table, at the table with his head down and, you know, just tears running down his face because I made him feel bad that he was scared of a moth. And I think when it comes to fear, and especially with me, those were the kind of things that, I mean, I've pretty much been afraid of everything my entire life, which is pretty much why I was always considered like, people always viewed me as like, oh, he's crazy. I wasn't crazy. I was just scared. And I didn't want to live my life like that. So I just did shit that scared me. Like if I was scared of heights, I'd, you know, climb a tree or jump off a house or motorcycles. I rode them. If I was a I never backed down from a fight because I was more afraid of looking like I was afraid to fight than I was actually being in the fight, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's little things like that, you know, as a father and as a man, I look back now at 52 years old and go, you know, dude, what am I doing that it was more important for me to make a 10-year-old cry just to show him what tough is? When, you know, we all have our shit that we're afraid of, even as adults.
Yeah.
We all have fears and shit that we're afraid of. And, you know, what is, you know, how do you show your kid how to be tough not be toxic or not be, you know, the wrong version of.
I like that.
I want my kid to be safe and strong and independent, but I also don't want him to be a bully. I don't want him to be unkind.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's just such a fine line to walk. And then when you think about, like, the entertainment that we intake and the things that we watch and the music we listen to and all the stuff that makes us up who we are. I mean, I just remember sitting down at one point being a kid and being like, meeting this one dude that was a friend of my dad's and he had a tattoo. And I thought, man, that guy's tough. He has tattoos. And, you know,
you got one.
Yeah. And then I got 30 more, you know. So, I mean, those kind of things. And just, you know, I don't know, man. I guess that's kind of what I was looking for, was just everybody has their ideas of what is and what isn't, you know. And that's where I was going with it. I mean, there wasn't no ulterior motive or no hidden agenda. It was just, you know, we watch and talk about wrestling pretty much every week. And the wrestling world's full of tough guys, but it's also full of a bunch of pussies. And we know that.
And half of them in the wrestling world.
Exactly. And most of them are men. Like, most of the bitches, the biggest bitches I know are men. You know, and when you think about that and just where we are as a society, and we're all fathers, you know, I know DDJ has a son, but, and he doesn't have a girl, but we have girls, and that's a different, it's a different part of the brain when you're fathering a girl compared to fathering your son, because
I can only imagine
you're looking to protect your daughter from guys like us. And you're wanting your son, you know, to be, you know,
guys like us.
Yeah. You know, you want him to be able to walk and talk and carry himself like a man. And you want him to do what he says and keep his word and be honest. And there's so many different things. Whereas when it comes to being the father of your daughter, dude, you're just, that's more of a protection thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's weird because it's, like Sophia, my 15-year-old is gorgeous. I mean, she is drop dead 100% gorgeous to the point where, like, grown men give her attention, and I'm constantly fighting the battle of grabbing somebody by the throat and going, "Bitch, who are you looking at? That's a 15-year-old girl right there you're looking at." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a fucking tough line to walk, man, to be who you're supposed to be and how you're, you know, to encompass everything that a man is, and taking that aspect of what is tough is just a very, very small piece of it. Yep. But I think as men, it's a part of us that we've kind of lost in a sense of what it really is and what it means to be a tough individual, you know, because it's just been, you know, we bastardized that fucking term so much now.
So let me tell you, being tough, right? Being tough isn't what we've made it out to be for the past few years, man. I don't even know when it changed to being tough is not showing emotion. Being tough is keeping everything bottled in, being that, you know, you got to be strong, you got to be silent. You're a man. Man don't have feelings. Fuck that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the reason why men kill themselves more than women.
I agree,
dude. We have everything bottled up. We don't have anybody that we can fucking let it out to, that we just lose the battle. And I saw something the other day talking about this lady who was trans. She transitioned to being a male, from female birth to being a male.
Yeah.
She said it is so hard being a man because men do not talk to each other the way women do. She said, women, you can find a group of friends, confide in them, talk to them. You have a problem, you bring it to the friend group. Yeah. She goes, men, you have a problem, you're seen as weak. You're seen as less than. She goes, I see why so many men are, well, he said that he saw why so many men were, you know, not making it.
Yeah.
Because men don't care about each other that way. And that's not tough, guys. That's not tough. Not showing your emotions is not tough. It's stupid. You're killing yourselves, literally killing yourselves, because you're not able to factor out and relegate your emotions, man. To be human is to have emotion. To be tough is to know how to deal with those emotions.
Right.
You don't want to, you know, be the guy who flies off the handle all the time. That's not controlling your emotions the right way. But you've got to know, hey, I'm elevated at this point. Maybe I need to walk away. This triggered me. Maybe I need to step back.
Yeah.
I'm going through this emotional pain. Maybe I need to let it out so it doesn't bottle up and I fucking end up driving off the bridge going home one night because I can't figure out what I'm going to do, what my next step is. No, that's not tough. Being tough is not doing it by yourself, guys. Being tough is having a group like here that we could lean on and be like, man, I'm having a shit day. Let me reach on to the guys and see how we're how's everybody else doing? I'm having a tough time. Fuck it. How are you? Fucking make my day better with how you're doing. That's being tough. Not fucking holding it in. That's not tough, dude.
No, I think that's a really good point of view, Jovan, because I think you're absolutely right. Like everything, like even through, I mean, literally 3 years ago, I started going through therapy and that was something that I never thought I would ever do. But I also never thought, I'm lucky in the sense of, I think it's pretty obvious to people that like my emotions are pretty much all over the place all the time anyway, man. So, but I'm lucky that I'm with a woman who encourages me to verbalize and communicate those emotions. Whereas I feel like some women, not all, I'm not talking about all women in the world or on the earth, but I think some women feel like, you know, if we're doing that, we're showing weakness and they don't want no part of that. So, I mean, luckily for me, I'm with a woman who, you know, doesn't view it as weakness when I'm having a bad day or, you know, something's weighing on me or I'm going through it. That's the term we use in our house.
Yeah.
You know, is like, you all right? No, I'm going through it. Like, yeah, I kind of figured the good thing is in the last few years, like I've learned to look out for those, the warning signs and the trigger things that get me to that point where, you know, I am okay. You know, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be curled up in the bathroom floor, fucking leaning against the wall, just half because I can't be around people, you know, and that's where I get, that's the stuff that I struggle with is like just the anxiety and the depression and stuff that I fight constantly, which I used to self-medicate for, but since I've gotten clean and sober and shit, you know, I can't do that no more. And it's tougher, man. It's just tougher dealing with life when you can't medicate.
Gents, take this as a PSA, man. If you're not with somebody who is able to be vulnerable with you, who doesn't see you filtering your emotions out as a weakness, you've got to find you one like that, dude. Your emotions aren't weaknesses. You need somebody that'll hear you through, somebody that'll walk through with you. You know, what are you feeling? What are you going through? Because at the end of the day, it's killing us. It's killing us slowly. Yeah. It's killing us fast. It's if you don't get that shit out, and if you're not with somebody who's going to make you feel like your fucking feelings are observed, your feelings are valid, you're just going to feel worse about yourself. If you find somebody like Sean saying, that's going to be like, oh, that's weakness. I don't want no weak, man. That's not weakness. Weakness is me holding it in until I lose a fight that nobody knows I was having. Right. That's fucking weakness.
Yeah. I think it honestly takes a really tough person to admit when they're weak, like, you know, when they're down and stuff. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I've always, you know, like I'm always, is Sean's going through something, Sean knows, like, I'm always reaching out to him, be like, hey, man, you know where I'm at if you need me, you know, and that same goes for you two guys there, too. You know, if you guys are down, you know what? Because I think to be tough sometimes, you got to be tough for when your friends are weak, because you got to take on that. You got to take on, like, you know, take on what they're down. Like, you know, if you go down a couple notches, you got to go up a couple notches to compensate. Like, to me, being tough is being there, you know, like when the chips are down, but you know, people are depending on you. Like, you know, I had every once in a while, I go through my moments and stuff where I don't feel like I'm good enough for, you know, certain things. Like I've talked to, you know, sometimes I don't feel like I'm good enough for you guys. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm good enough for my wife. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm good enough for myself.
Oh, you're definitely not good enough for your wife, dude. That's true. But none of us are, DJ. None of us are. That's the point.
Okay, well, I feel better now.
Yeah, that wasn't a dig, dude. I'm not good enough for my wife either. Don't feel bad.
You know, but I mean, but to me, it's like, but knowing like when someone's down, like when, and Sean can attest to this, when my dad died, it's actually, we're coming up on 4 years almost to the day when he passed away. It's actually be on July 4th. Like Sean was tough for me because I was really down. Sean was one of the guys that convinced me to go to that wrestling show we went to like 2 days after my death. Like if it wasn't for Sean being tough that day for me, I may have not gone, and I may have sat home, or I may have been, you know, feeling really down and stuff, or I've been with my mom, which wouldn't have been a bad thing in that. But to me, it's just, you got, and then you, when people are depending on you, you know, and it's just like, you gotta be tough. Like, because, you know, it's you're part of a, you know, a machine, you're part of a family, you're part of a group, you know, when one person goes down, the rest of the team, rest of everybody else has got to pick you up. You know, we're all there for each other. You can be physically tough, you can be mentally tough, but you know what though, just, we all got to be there for each other. And sometimes, you know, it's being tough is, you know, pulling up, you know, hitching up your, you know, your pants and tightening that belt up and realizing, you know what, things may not be the ideal, but you know what, we still got to go. We still got to get up every day. We still got to go to work. We still got to, you know, earn that paycheck and stuff. I mean, there's so many ways to be tough. And I just love the fact that, you know, you guys are all of the mindset that, you know, showing emotion and everything is okay. Because like you guys said, not a lot of people feel that way. And we're here to tell you, me especially, Sean knows this more than anybody, because I'm a guy where my emotions on my sleeve too. I'm very, you know, I don't keep things in. And people sometimes ask me why, for like what you said, you bubble it up, it's just going to come out in a way that's more than likely not going to be good.
Yeah. Could you imagine me not letting that shit out?
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
We'd have to keep bail money for you.
<That's funny. laughs> We say buy some shirts to bail Sean out.
Guys, it's another weekend. It's another 3-shirt deal. We need you guys to help get Sean out.
That's silly.
It'll be a free Sean shirt.
We say, Jody.
Man, tough to me is being a fucking Cowboys fan and not having a Super Bowl win in over 10,000 fucking days. Or being a Chicago Cubs fan and waiting 107 seasons for a World Series win. Being tough is watching the Birds season after season shit the bed until you finally get there.
Yeah.
Being tough is loving your fucking team even when they're the absolute drizzling shits and abysmal.
It's to you White Sox fans right there.
Yeah. Lost the mortgage money gambling on a fucking wild card game you probably shouldn't have.
Fucking D-gen. Fucking Jimmy Buckets.
But still showing up and doing the show the next day.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jovan's double tough.
Yeah, I don't have much to add because you guys pretty much said everything that could possibly be said. So the whole time I'm listening to you guys, I'm just going to come up with something funny because, you know, everything you guys said is pretty accurate and pretty true. You know. It's like,
but, you know.
Hang on. Like, okay, for me, like, you know. Man, times aren't always good, bro. You know? You have to, you know, you get your kids dinner. And you don't got shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of got to put on a show and be like, yeah, it's cool. I ate earlier, babe. Or, you know, dad's not feeling too well today, so I didn't want to eat anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kind of shit, you know. That's pretty fucking tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah.
You're being tough for your kid, but it's just tough to fucking go through too, man.
Dude, yeah. That's a struggle, bro.
Struggle.
It's a struggle.
Well, and that's it, man, because when it comes to our kids, dude, I mean, that's another thing. Like, you know, it's okay for my wife to see me that way. Like in the privacy of our home or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't ever let my kids see me like that. You know, and I know my oldest son, Jordan, like Gabby's my heart. Gabby's my heart, bro. She always will be. You know, like I don't deserve her. I have no idea how I got her. I'm just glad she's here.
I thought it was a mutual hate of Brock Lesnar.
But well, that's part of it. Yeah.
Are we best friends now?
Yep. You want to make bunk beds?
Yep. You want to go do karate in the garage? No, I'm just kidding. but my conscience is my son, Jordan. He's, God damn it, man. He's everything that's good about me and none of the bad. I mean, he's just, you know, I had three kids, you know, my three oldest, Sierra, Jordan, and Jalen. He's the middle from my first marriage. And he got all of his mom's good stuff and all of my good stuff and none of our negative.
Nice.
He's just a phenomenal kid, man. He's just wise beyond his years and just, I don't deserve to have a kid this cool.
Yeah, you do.
And to have him and have conversations with him and talk to him, you know, it's, yeah, like Gabby's my heart, but that boy's my conscience, man. He keeps me on the right path and keeps me sober, keeps me, you know, going to work every day, keeps me motivated to be the man that I am because, you know, I let everybody down for so long before that I just, you know.
But you know what though? And I, you know, I give you a lot of shit and stuff, but I'm going to be real here. For you to go through the stuff you've been through, and to come out the way you have, that's tough there, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Tough is being able to fight past all your.
That's from the bottom of my heart. Yeah,
tough is you fuckers still being my friends, having to deal with it all the fucking time.
that's fucking
you know what? If we didn't have that.
I literally just said to Jovan and Joey the other day, I was like, are you guys sick of me yet? Because I was just like, you know, I'm fucked.
But you know what though? But that's why we are the way we are, just because we're brothers, we're friends and stuff. You know, we're there for each other. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, gentlemen. It's a good question, man. It was a good question that
Thank you, man. Three guys
had a real good take on. If you're on the page, go read my mom's take. Go read everybody else's take on there. Some good shit.
Isaac actually had a good take too.
Recognize it. Go read Isaac's take.
Jerry had a good take too.
Jerry had a good take. Good job for everybody who answered. Thank you guys for not leaving Sean out there to hang on a non-wrestling question. Yeah. Maybe we'll throw more out there.
Dude, I didn't care if they did or not. I just knew we'd be able to talk about it. So that's why.
Let's do this here. Let's talk a little bit of wrestling.
After WrestleMania, I really don't care how many
I get anymore.
Yeah, after the nuclear heat.
I'm done talking shit about that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dig into a little wrestling. We're going to rapid fire it because we want to try to keep this at an hour.
Oh, fuck.
So,
32 minutes in. Jesus.
Hey, man, we had a good talk tonight. We got deep. People are going to enjoy
appreciate that.
AEW.
Yeah, we learned that Joey K likes granny porn.
What the fuck, dude?
Anal granny porn.
It was
dusty right there, baby. Dusty.
Knowledge of a series called Slamming Granny in the Fanny does not mean that I own any kind of granny porn. Besides,
you might not own it, but I bet you have a subscription.
But you see.
Dude, it's 2023, dude. If you're still paying for porn, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
He's right there. He ain't wrong there.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Good point.
It's easier to jump in on that one, DDJ.
Talking about the forbidden door.
I know why his computer's in the basement.
Give your balls a tug. Let's go.
Talking
I was hollering for you. Sorry, I had my headphones on.
Talking about the Forbidden Door, AEW Forbidden Door, gentlemen, what was your favorite matches? Just one favorite match from everybody, real quick.
Danielson Okada.
Nice. Ooh. Dennis.
I got to go with Omega and Ospreay with the honorable mention to Danielson and Okada.
Premier.
He can't help it, kid. He said one. He said one. And he still gave two.
That's his camera now.
Yep.
Danielson Okada. That match was fucking top notch. I just wish it was a little longer.
That's what she said.
Hey,
Leo.
One man
sing.
Gonna double down with Omega Ospreay, man. It's one of the greatest.
All right, so I want to ask you this, Jovan. Did you think this match was better than the match at Wrestle Kingdom?
Slightly, because Omega got more beaten down, I guess. I love Omega when he sells. When he truly sells, he looks good.
Anytime Kenny Omega gets his ass beat and ends up a little bloody, I think it's a good match.
I like Omega selling.
He sold his ass off in that match.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Wrestle Kingdom match better.
I thought Punk had a good match.
You know what? Punk did have. You know what else was really
actually good?
You know what else was really enjoyed? That four way for the international title. I like that.
Here we go. Okay. Go. So, see, I knew if I said something else, you'd go.
Yeah, you did. So the next roundup, guys, we're looking at Money in the Bank. And to be honest, I don't know the field. So DDJ, while I'm setting this up, pull up our men and women separately.
Yeah, quickly.
We're going to give one pick for the men, one pick for the woman each. And then we're probably going to give you a pick on the Bloodline feud or whatever the fuck they're going through, their Civil War.
I pick on the fuck.
Sean picks he doesn't give a fuck on the Civil War. How about the Money in the Banks? Do you want to make an actual pick there?
Yeah.
There you go. You're taking LA Knight,
baby.
They
loved his promo when he was talking at that fuck from Facebook or YouTube.
Logan Paul.
I love all of LA Knight, dude. All the way. LA Knight.
What about the ladies?
Dude, I don't think it's really going to matter.
Who's all the ladies in it?
But I'm kind of.
I got here. Here, I got it. I got it right here.
Jesus Christ, that was 3 minutes ago, dude.
I know.
What the fuck have you been doing this entire time?
It was like 1 minute ago.
Porn.
Okay, so for the men, we got
porn. EDJ's definition of tough, pulling up shit on the computer.
Hey! Zing.
That's tough, baby. Okay.
So we got for the men, it's Ricochet.
He said pull it up. He didn't say read it.
He doesn't have a graphic. Just read it off. Right.
Okay, so we got Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, Damian Priest, and Logan Paul.
The ladies now, please, and thank you.
The ladies. Zelina Vega, Becky Lynch, Zoe Stark, Bayley, Io Sky, and Trish Stratus.
All right, Sean, you're on for the ladies.
I'm going to go with Becky.
Oh. Who wants next, man and female?
I'll go next.
So for the men, I'm going doubling down with Sean, LA Knight. And for the women, I'm actually going Io Sky.
Ooh.
Interesting. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think that's going to be the full implosion of
damage control,
because she's going to try to win, and Bailey's going to stop that from happening.
That could very well happen.
Joey K.
Mm.
He had to take a hit.
Dude, if LA Knight doesn't win, the fucking building needs to riot over there. For real. There is no one on that fucking roster right now that should fucking go over LA Knight. I don't care. I don't care if you fucking dig up the Sheik and fucking
Jesus Christ.
And damn! fucking Doink the Clown, dude. Nobody is gonna go over more than LA Knight. So that's just a fucking
speaking of that, did anybody watch last night's episode of Dark Side of the Ring about the Junkyard Dog?
No, but I got recorded.
It's on my DVR.
Okay, yep. We have to talk about that next week.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not gonna say shit. You just watch it and find out how fucked up that shit was.
Hmm. For the women, I'm going straight Dark Horse, Zelina Vega.
Nice, bro. I was gonna say Selena.
Yeah, that was surprising. You know, the scary thing is there's actually reports saying that they're giving serious consideration to giving Logan Paul the briefcase.
That's not going to happen, man.
He can't get it over fucking LA Knight, dude.
Nah.
I'm going
to
go.
Dude, I tell you, if they give that case to Logan Paul, I might be done watching WWE forever. And that's not a joke. It really isn't.
He did
say that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Yeah, that's not a joke. I really am done. If they put the case, give that kid the case, I'm done. After watching that other fuck carry it for the entire year last year, not doing shit with it.
Yeah. who fucking won it last year? I don't even remember.
Austin Theory.
Oh, that fucking twat waffle.
And he cashed in on a U.S. title shot and still lost his ass.
And you know what? What makes me happy is I haven't seen him on TV in forever.
I know.
That is thrilling. That fucking A-Town douche.
A-Town down. All right.
Jovan, what about you?
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the ladies, I'm going the real dark horse here, right? Give me Zoe Stark.
Who?
It's Zoe.
Who?
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. It's interesting interesting that we all had a different pick for the ladies.
Chocolate.
Well, I think it's because the women's division in WWE is kind of fucked.
It can go wherever.
Well, yeah. Well, and the reason why I'm picking Becky is because of that little interaction her and Rhea Ripley had the other day.
So. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
it looks good. Like they're setting that up. And the thing is, as much as I love Becky, and I really do love Becky, and I probably always will. Like her and Rhea doesn't even match up well. Ripley's all strength and power, and Becky's just a little bitty thing. So
it's a whole lot of woman.
Yeah.
Ripley's on another planet compared to just about everybody else. Right,
she's on another planet. Everybody else in the Fed. I mean, her and LA Knight might be.
So we're going to make this one short and sweet because we've already got a drizzling shits from Sean. Bloodline, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa versus the Usos. Who's taking it?
I think the Usos win and pull the upset off the upset.
Wow. Joey K.
I don't fucking know, man. Probably the Usos, because what's the point of fucking having them break off and then 2 weeks later they lose to fucking Roman and Solo?
Yeah.
And then what? They got to keep the storyline going. So,
yeah.
Usos get a fucking, they cheat to win, even though they're the faces in this whole situation. And, you know. You know that fucking Solo's there to take a pin. So
Solo's taking the pinfall, definitely.
I don't know. I think another Samoan's gonna show up and help Roman and Sikoa win.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see a debuting member of the Bloodline to help Roman solidify his tribal chief status.
Who do you think that someone is?
Rikishi's got like two or three extra fucking sons around there. There's they could throw one up.
There's like 15 of those guys running around.
Didn't they sign the fucking Usos' younger brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like he's there. He's signed. So
he's gotta do stand there. I mean
He doesn't have to wrestle yet. I mean
fuck. Yeah, just do like they did with Solo, man. Just bring him in and let him fucking stand around for a couple of years and then
spike at somebody and then you're good.
Yeah. I hate that spike too. That's just the dumbest finishing.
Dude, that's the most McMahon thing, man. They had fucking, they had Umaga do that shit, and it's like
the Samoan bulldozer, Umanga,
like
Umanga.
So it's so fucking. I mean, goddamn, you want to talk about stereotypical shit?
Yeah,
like oh, you're Samoan, you're a savage. Like, dude, this isn't 1983, bro. Like, calm the fuck down.
I can't do head shrinkers no more. That's racist. You're a savage.
Like, I don't know, man. That fucking move has like just McMahon stank all over it.
Well, yeah, but wasn't he in a tag team with Rosie? Like, wasn't he in 3 minute or what was
three,
that?
Three minute warning.
Okay. Yeah, Rosie and Jamal. So,
and this is what kills me about WWE fans. Right, he's in 3 minute warning. They bring him out as Umaga, and they're like, "Oh my god, who's this Umaga dude? Bitch, he's dumbasses. The same guy that had braids in his hair and was wearing hip hop shit like 3 months ago."
They could have dressed him up like fucking Max Moon, and they would have been right. The crowd would have been like, The crowd was like, I have no idea who this is.
Dude. Like when they brought out Kane and they didn't know who he was. Like, come on.
I loved 3 Minute Warning, dude. Like when they took out the hot lesbians, I was fucking done.
Dude, they fucking, you know, you want to talk about like the stiffest dudes to work with. Oh, everything they did looked so fucking brutally stiff. And I'm like,
who was it? Rosie? Rosie became the superhero in training.
Yeah, he became the shit.
The shit?
Superhero in training.
I love the shit you have to endure to be a pro wrestling fan, man. Like, right? I swear to fucking God, bro. Like,
it's tough.
That's being the tough.
Definition of toughness. being
a wrestling fan, watching you know, Repo Man and fucking
the Honky Tonk Man being
Duke the Dumpster Drosy and fucking
jeez,
the Goon,
Bastion Booger.
Bastion Booger. God.
Isaac Yankum.
Yankum.
Britt Baker. Britt Baker. Watch out.
The fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah. Who was the guy with the plunger?
T.L. Hopper.
Yeah, he used to go by Dirty White Boy before he came to WWE.
Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
He was a Dirty White Boy. That's what they called him.
We'd love to see the Dirty White Boy kissing a plunger.
I feel like Vince was like, we'll sign him. I'm going to make him kiss a plunger and he'll do it because I'm paying him well.
That's good shit.
I just want to know what kind of fucking like early 90s coke that Vince had up in Connecticut he was like,
it was good shit.
He looked at fucking Glenn Jacobs and goes, damn it, kid. You look like a dentist to me. Yeah. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Bro, he took Duke DeRose. Whoa, you're telling me this guy can puke on command? Oh, fucking, here's a bucket.
Darren Drozdov, not Duke Drozdov.
Oh, sorry. Darren Drozdov. Draws.
Yeah, what was that documentary he was in?
Beyond My Neck.
Where they showed him, like meeting Draws for the first time. And he was like, he's gonna puke.
Yep.
You're just going to pay him for the rest of his life after he breaks his fucking neck in your ring, bro.
Yeah.
That's about what he's going to do. You know what? Hey, good on WWE for actually taking care of Draws for all those years.
Right.
You know, little known fact, they did keep him employed. He was like fucking writing for WWE.com and like all that time. And like,
he was still doing autographs too.
Yeah. Like, dude, like good on them for actually like taking care of him. Cause that shit, you know, fucking D'Lo felt terrible about that.
He did. He's like, they had practiced that move 100 times and they have no idea where it went wrong.
Yeah. And
I heard he somebody threw a drink in the ring and he slipped on it or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
That's urban legends, man.
Yeah, that's just a urban legend, man. It just happened. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things.
Just happened.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, man. Just freak shit happens like that. I love Cornette's take on it, though. Cornette's like, any motherfucker that wants to say it's fake, that's how fake it is.
Yeah.
He wasn't even doing anything. It was just a simple slip. There was nothing anybody really did wrong, per se, or nothing on purpose, but fuck. Just happened.
Well, ladies, we've come down to final thoughts. I know. I've already showed them.
I know. Fun. Hey, I got something great for you, Jovan. You want to talk about final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Ahead. I know you was trying to avoid that.
I really enjoy that AEW is sharing their love outside of Chicago or Philly or the East Coast a lot. I mean, even going so far to have a show in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Careful.
This last evening. Since our recording here. And, you know, like, I just think it's really great that, you know, like, the fine people of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, can enjoy pro wrestling. And, you know, and some of those fans are lucky enough to be ringside. You know, I mean, like, I think it's great.
Front row, baby.
Front row. Front row. Ringside, hard cam side, baby. Smiling ear to ear. You're real excited about things. I love that, like, you know, you can go to a place like Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and really feel like, man, really part of the community. And there's a lot of upstanding good folks there. And, like, I just feel like that's the kind of neighborhood you want to raise your kids in. You know, I feel like they have a really great police department there that like is really on top of their shit.
And yeah, they are like the kind of people that would intervene when they see, you know,
bullshit.
Con, yeah, like a scam going on, and just take care of
it. Yeah, man, they're not playing up there. They don't play that shit. If you really want to scam somebody out of money up there, I feel like, you know, Canada is real hard. It's like Letterkenny, man.
Yeah.
It's tough like, yeah, there, give your balls a tug, tit fucker. I mean, that's what we're doing. Like, I just really enjoy that a company like AEW shares a love with the fine, upstanding, law-abiding people of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And
enjoy the show.
So trustworthy and honest, man.
Just honest and upstanding.
Upstanding.
Karma.
Yes.
And they are firm believers in karma. That's a great point, Jovan. They're firm believers in karma.
Yeah.
And, you know, shit happening.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your skank hooker girlfriend. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, like shit happens. Well,
dude, and that's the thing about the internet, dude. I mean, that shit just, like, you can delete it. It never goes away.
The internet's undefeated, baby. That's all I got to say on that one. Undefeated.
Undefeated.
That's tough, man.
Wow. All right.
Fight forever.
I'm nagging on that, and then it's still there for life. You're just still stuck with it, like the back of your throat.
Yeah. I mean, prison dicks are tough, bud.
Dude, I'm saying. And then you got the long arm of the wall just pushing your head even farther down. That's just tough.
You know, learning your I feel like
Gitmo special.
I feel like the Hamilton, Ontario, Canada prison system really helps you work on your gag reflex.
I think so. Well, dude, it's all that, you know, vinegar on their French fries and molasses on their bacon shit too. That just
yeah,
I'm just go down just a little smoother.
Does anybody else want a final take?
down the hatch.
Hey,
coffee sandwich.
Hey, okay, I'll get my final take. You guys, a couple of you guys kind of already mentioned it. All I gotta say is this: karma's a bitch. Too sweet, baby.
Oh, Jesus! Oh,
wow.
I'm gonna call you Rerun. You remember Rerun for Beck? Anyways,
yeah, Rerun was my guy. Sean, you got one of those hats? I know you do, you motherfucker. You're old enough to. I know you're old enough to.
You know what? I think I do.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Hey, is it Peter? Sean looked like the guy from Pawn Stars.
What, Chumley?
No.
Dude, Chumley wishes, man.
I was going to say the old man.
The old man.
The old man looks like a fucking grouper. Like, he's got weird fish faces.
When they had him, like, in the opening of the show and he was all decked out in his hat and his black on black, I was like, fuck, the old man was a gangster back in the day.
Oh, it's dude, like, well, yeah, that's the whole point, right?
I just felt like they went to a fish market and put a suit and hat on one of those fish in the ice. That's exactly what that looked like, what he looks like right there.
Oh, shit. Dude, Sean, what do you got for us, Sean?
You know what, dude? I don't really I feel like I kind of gave my final thought with the question of the week, and I don't really want to go digging any mining any deeper than that. I feel pretty good about things.
We had a good conversation, man.
Yeah, it was a good week. You know, I enjoyed talking about it, and like, I'm hoping everything goes good. And like I say, I did mention, you know, like, I might not be around every episode going through the summer, but it seems like it's been working out in my favor. So just keep it up. Glad to have you guys in my life. I appreciate it. I love all three of you very much. And thank you so much for always being there when I need you.
That's what friends are for. For good times and bad times.
That's what friends are for.
We need to go get our group tattoo together. So
before we go, what are y'all doing for the 4th, if anything?
I work on the 3rd. Ain't that a bitch?
I work on the 3rd too. Yeah, I do too.
I do too.
Same. Right.
I think we're going to spend it in the pool as long as it ain't raining, because we're actually doing fireworks on the 3rd.
Nice.
So I think the 4th, I'm just going to get some sun. wake up, go to the gym.
I just hope, you know, I just hope, as crappy as this air has been the last few days up here, Sean, that you actually be able to see the fireworks.
Dude, oh, dude, I heard you guys have got
Now. It's been weird down here. We literally, like, I for some reason came back to work Monday afternoon, parked my truck, and was getting ready to leave, and I was like, man, what the fuck? It's so smoky.
Yeah. Yep.
When I was in Detroit, it was barely getting there. Like, you could see the haze in the distance, but it wasn't bad yet. Monday, the team members were like, dude, it smells like the building's on fucking fire.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what it smelled like down here, too. But I didn't realize, I didn't know what was going on until I got home. And dude, I was out in the driveway shooting baskets, decompressing from my day. And Elijah's like, you should get in here. You shouldn't be breathing that stuff.
It's okay, buddy.
It'll be all right. It's just smoke.
It was okay. It was two weeks ago here. Like, dude, you couldn't see shit.
Yeah,
it was fucking rough out just a couple weeks ago. And then
Philly, though, man, you guys do that a lot. You guys do that
a lot. I mean, look, every now and then you fucking, you know, burn down part of the fucking interstate, but whatever.
Yeah. It happens.
No, like we got that smoke real bad, man. The air quality was horrible here. It was like all time record worst air quality ever around this area.
Yeah.
And then, just yesterday, man, it hit again, dude. And then today, like, the air quality is back to unhealthy again, man. You can't fucking be outside for extended periods. And
yeah.
It gets real fucking hazy. But a couple weeks ago, it was bad. I was down towards the city. And normally, like, you can see a good chunk of the skyline. You couldn't see shit.
Yeah.
It was just so orange, yellow, and it fucking just smelled like a bonfire everywhere, man. It was
somebody,
crazy.
Can somebody please tell me how much of a myth climate change is again?
Well, it's not climate change, man. It's the police force and whatever the hell Canada that had that fire start, and they didn't control it.
No, I know.
Had it been the Hamilton Police Department, they would have put that fire out fast. You would have thought that people were lying about their being
ironically enough, the police department doesn't put out fires too. It's so weird. So
yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be the fire department.
Were they supposed to shoot guns at it? Is that what
they're
trying to do? I mean, that's what the U.S. police will do. Yeah. Anyway.
Just tell them it's a black kid.
No. The U.S. police would just shoot at anything. The U.S. police would just blame it on mental health and leave it alone.
they'll just be like,
that fire is crazy.
We got a call, and
that fire had a knife in its hand.
Underage African American male, and they'll just shoot anything. So, you know, well, fuck, whatever.
Shit.
Final thoughts for me, man, so we can go home. I'm a gamer. AEW Fight Forever has been out since midday if you pre-ordered. I've put a lot of time into playing it this past few days. I thoroughly enjoy it. I've already gone through the story mode once. I'm going again now because there's ways to unlock a few characters, but you have to be real specific in your movements.
Dude, I'm so glad new games come out so you can take a break from masturbation to play.
God, I appreciate you, buddy, because, you know, I already wear glasses. Hey, you know what they say, you're going to go blind.
If it's not one joystick, it's another.
It helps me. It helps me recover. Hi-o. He's on fire. He's on fire tonight.
Give him a golf clap.
Somebody call the police department. He's on fire. But with that, man, I've seen some mixed reviews on this game. Some people are wanting it to be 2K23, what it's not going to be. For a brand new game, first time in the series, this thing feels a lot like fucking WWE No Mercy. That was one of the best games to come out. I think the people who are complaining about the game now, we've gotten a little spoiled by the graphics. We've gotten spoiled by the mechanics that are in the current day games. But this shit plays so much like a throwback, and it's so fucking fun to play. And if you're a true AEW fan, the amount of history, AEW history they pump into this bitch is going to have you fucking loving the game. Replayability, each player plays a little different. Yeah, there are some base variety moves. You're going to get that in a game that's made like this. But I'm having a great time with it, man. The mini games are fun. If you guys take it for what it's worth, it's a brand new game, first time in the series, it's a pretty fucking good play. But They're already putting the fucking music for me to come on and wrap it up. I've never fucking done that for nobody.
No, no, dude, that was calming background music for me to sit here and stare off in the distance while you're talking about this dumb shit.
Got so pissed off by the background music.
I fucked up. Video. You fucked up.
It's the
you
fucking background up. Music. You fucking pissed up. Me off. You put background up. Music on that bullshit. Episode 93. Have a good one, guys.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shoot and Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching. We'll be right back.